Hi everyone, and welcome back to Speak It As It Is podcast. I'm your girl Zodian. Yes, we are back. I am back. Hip hip hooray. It has been such a long time and I really miss this part of my life. I am going to be completely honest. But what has been happening? I started my family, which is one of the most amazing experience. And yes, there are the ups and downs, but I must say for the most part, it has been an amazing experience. And I decided to take a break and pour my entire being into being a mom and of course being a wife and taking care of home. I missed my podcast. I miss doing it. I miss researching. I miss recording. And there are many times that I wanted to just revamp it and just start, and I kept on procrastinating. So today's topic is procrastinating. Okay, do it today and not tomorrow. You know, every time I would put off starting again, and I would put off decisions and hit the snooze button, of course, skip gym, and or I just didn't do my task because I didn't feel like doing it. You know, I always had an explanation for my continual procrastination, and of course I told myself I was just so tired I couldn't do it, or there's just so much on my plate, or it could wait until tomorrow. Okay, and who's gonna know? Who cares? That's what I would say to myself. But you know what? Because I'm the one who's responsible for my life, too often I look at productivity tips and tools for the answer to my problem. And really, 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 it starts with me. It starts with me. And if you're going through something similar, I must say, firstly, don't be too hard on yourself. Okay, be patient. And it definitely starts with you. All right. Now, how to overcome procrastination? That's the question I'm going to ask you. You can take a minute to think about it. All right. Firstly, do it today and not tomorrow. That was the first thing that I wrote in my notes. Do it today and not tomorrow. I always told myself that, okay, tomorrow I'll get this done. And when I procrastinate, I always want to do it tomorrow. I am still like that somewhat. And the difference between me now and 3 years ago is small but simple. I rely on a system to live a productive, happy, and prosperous and purposeful life. Okay? Back then, I really had no idea how to get things done. I always gave up quickly. And I always thought, is it because now I'm a mother and I have more responsibility and there's so much going on in my mind, you know? And I did find a way to overcome my challenges. And one of them is I had to exercise my mental toughness every day. Okay? I used to really neglect my brain. I was honestly mentally weak and didn't rely on myself. And it wasn't because I lacked skill or anything. It was because I didn't trust in my ability to figure things out. And because of that, I started reading about, you know, mindfulness and anything that helps with controlling my thoughts. And also improving my mental toughness. So I would take the time out to... I realized when I would scroll on the internet and I see things that reminded me of what I should be doing, that's when I felt motivated. Okay? And then, secondly, I started to exercise my body every other day, sometimes every day, and sometimes I'll skip a day depending on the situation or what I have doing on that particular day. You know, and I realized that when I didn't exercise, I was just always reckless and lack focus and energy, right? When I go to the gym, when I work out, there's a difference in how I felt mentally, what was going on mentally, okay? And thirdly, I set daily habits that help me to be in control of my life. So I would start off with getting up early, taking a walk in the mornings, coming back in and making sure that I have one of my I started juicing with the juicer, and I would drink one of those in the morning to start my day and have something light for breakfast. So I started doing that and started eating a bit better. Eating food that would make me feel good, my body feel energized, like real energy food. And so that was one of the things I would do. And I'd read a lot. I do try to read books that will help me to be more structured, to be honest, because you don't know everything. We don't know everything. Just as we go to school to enhance or to get more educated and to know more, that's what it is, okay? And another one is I've always have a list of small but important tasks that I have to complete for the day. I realize that my memory, moms tell me, is it something that happens when you have a child? Because I am very forgetful. And so now I have to write things down. I would just get out the kitchen to go get something, and I step out the kitchen and I'm like, wait, what am I doing again? Where am I going? What do I need again? And I have to stand for a second to think about, to kind of like trace my steps, but trace my memory just to see what I had to do. Okay. And that was an issue for me. I was a bit concerned. Why was I being so forgetful? But then again, I said to myself, you know what? It's not like what it used to be. I have more responsibility and I need to now write things down, and it's okay. It doesn't mean you're getting old or something is wrong with you. It's just that there's more responsibilities and your brain is just not able to do it like it used to. Right? And so I hope this helps you and motivates you in getting it together.